from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of why say the mourner's Kaddish. What is the link between praising God and a person who's a mourner, just lost a close relative? Why are they saying the Kaddish? The mystic interpretation is based on a passage in what they call the Hichalot literature. It's a book that purports to be back in the days of Rabbi Akiva, and some scholars think it was written down in the days of the 9th century Israel, somewhere around there, and has mystic ideas of what the heavens look like in the Gan Eden. So there, Rabbi Akiva makes a transmigration to another world, another plane, in which he meets the soul of an individual who's working very hard in the next world. And the question is, why? Why are you working so hard with carrying the bricks? And he said, well, I don't have a son to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So he went back to earth, found the man's son, taught him the Kaddish, taught him the Baruch Hu, taught him Hebrew, and then he didn't meet the man anymore. The man was saved from a bad fate in the next world. Story number one. Number two, it's very simple. When a person's alive, they praise God. So now we continue to praise God, even though they're not here anymore. Number three, it's a tzidur kadin. Maybe it's like acceptance of divine judgment. When someone passes away, God forbid, we say, Aruch Dayan Amen, we bless God who's the true judge. And at the funeral, we often say, tzidur kadin, tzadik ha Hashem, yashar mishpatecha, that God is righteous in all his ways. So too, for 11 months, the mourners, children, for other loved ones, we say 30 days, we say the Kaddish to accept the divine judgment. You think that we're going to blaspheme, we're going to reject God because of our loss? No. Contrary, we are going to accept the divine judgment, we're going to say the Kaddish. But finally, I'd like to share another interpretation as well. In the Kaddish, we say Yitpa'ar, that through you, through our words, we hope that you will be glorified. The truth is that the first words of the Kaddish are Vidkadiltim Kaddishtim, that the Jewish people will bring God great pe'er, great adornment, great accolades. Yisrael asher b'chad par. There's a verse in Isaiah that says that it's in Israel in whom I will be glorified. So when a person is a Jew, perhaps every good person, they glorify God by their existence. Or, by virtue of someone being alive, as long as I'm alive, I can praise God. Or, all living creatures sing your song, they thank you. Both because some people are religious and they give thanks, and because the existence of an ant, of a bird, of a tree, that itself sings a song to God. It says, wow, look at that. Look at what God created in this world. The DNA of a tree, of a person. It's unbelievable. The stars, the moon, every creature sings a song to God. When someone dies, that song is gone. The day before, you look at it and say, look at that person. They're breathing and they're eating and they're digesting and they're thinking and they're creating. It's amazing what God created in this world. Now the person is gone. That song of God is not here anymore. So we say, Yitpa'ar. God will continue to be praised. We will think of other ways of praising God, perhaps not in that exact way. Each person praises God in a unique way. We hope somehow, children particularly who are similar to the parents, can make up for that loss of glorification of God in this world. These are the four reasons for the Kaddish that I could think of. There are many others as well. It's a mystic reason. Somehow it's good for the soul. It's simply, we go on praising as they did in their own lifetime. It's a tzidu kadin, it's an acceptance of divine judgment. Or, a person in their lifetime, their very existence was a praise to God. It was an expression of what there is about God. Some express God's kindness, God's kingship, God's glory, God's grace, God's charm. And when this person lived, they expressed some of those qualities of God. Now they're gone. The children try to continue those qualities. Continue that legacy, continue to praise God in their own way, some way reminiscent of the way in which their loved one once brought glory to God. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth El Emeth congregation for a discussion of Kaddish. Join us each week for a discussion of the holiday, the parshas, and the how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.